This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have perhaps become jaded about online shopping. You browse, you click, and whatever you ordered arrives at your door in a couple of days, maybe even that same day. Tough to remember what it was like before that. Am I right? And our appetite for that kind of service keeps on growing. By 2028, something like 32 billion packages are going to be shipped in this country. That's data from Capital One. So even now, with not quite 32 billion packages on their way, that's put a lot of stress on retailers and shipping companies and cities, too, to come up with a better system than what we have. One that doesn't clog already busy streets and pump up more carbon into the atmosphere. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at efforts now to make the most expensive and emissions-heavy piece of the logistics chain, that last mile, more efficient.
It's a rainy evening in New York City. And when I say rain, I mean rain. Like flash flood warning kind of rain. But it's nothing Michael Singh hasn't seen.
Yes, rain, snow, high winds, all of it.
Singh has been a bike messenger for 7 years. He started with Amazon a few months ago. He begins a shift in a warehouse where he loads boxes onto an e-bike trailer the size of a bathtub.
This is about half. It's a little light today. I'm guessing because of the rain.
This cargo bike delivery program is a pilot with the city of New York. Jessica Schumer, who leads New York City public policy for Amazon, says in a place as dense as Manhattan, trucks aren't efficient.
You know, going stop by stop, double parking, congesting the streets.
It's a problem that's gotten worse in the last few years. And that's not just about how much people are ordering, but where they're getting things delivered. Before the pandemic, parcel delivery was often concentrated in business districts. A lot of people had stuff delivered to their office to avoid porch pirate theft. Kelly Rula, who directs the Urban Freight Lab at the University of Washington, says now more one-off deliveries are happening in residential areas.
There's no doubt that e-commerce and the ability to have goods delivered directly to your home has changed the way people shop in cities. It's had upstream effects on how the transportation system is impacted.
In Manhattan, for instance, truck speeds dropped to as low as 7 miles an hour.
That was a very dramatic change that cities had to grapple with kind of immediately.
This isn't just an issue in New York. Miami, Boston, Portland, and other cities are running cargo bike programs to deal with the influx of packages. Rula says retailers and shipping companies need to be part of the solution, too.
It takes an ecosystem to be successful from a business perspective. And I think that we've seen, unfortunately, some failures because, you know, this is not a slam dunk profitability play at this point.
In other words, companies are probably not going to come up with a whole new way of delivering packages unless it helps their bottom lines. Parcel delivery on foot or bikes can reduce costs, but the infrastructure has to be just right. Say, new bike lanes or warehouse-friendly zoning. Cities need to take both a carrot and stick approach. Denise Mendez is director of freight mobility at New York City's Department of Transportation.
We identified some incentives that can sweeten the pot.
Carrots, like special loading zones, and sticks, like congestion pricing. But Mendez says there's one more player who could help ease congestion on city streets. Consumers.
Freight activity generally, it responds directly to sort of that supply and demand for goods, which is really influenced by some of the decisions that we make on a day-to-day.
Decisions like when you click buy for a tube of toothpaste and then remember the next day that you also need floss. Getting consumers to resist the piecemeal purchases that are possible with free shipping, that takes more carrots and sticks. Some retailers incentivize customers to bundle deliveries, and states like Colorado and Minnesota require or will soon require consumers to pay a fee on some retail deliveries. Fewer packages would make Amazon worker Michael Singh's job easier. Some of his customers order so often, he knows their schedules.
Sometimes, you know, I have one customer that's in this area on 59th Street. She's never at home before like 8:30. Maybe she's there today, but she may not be. Our stop is right here.
Singh sets the package down outside the door, takes a photo, and hops on his bike to his next stop. For the record, in the nearly 20 minutes it took me to go by car 2 miles across Manhattan, Singh biked the distance and made 9 deliveries in the rain. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.